Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Brian Bird, who is the screenwriter and co-producer of a brand new movie that comes out on the weekend of April 7th, 2017, called The Case for Christ. This is the true story of the spiritual quest of an atheist, that is Lee Strobel, who was a writer for the Chicago Tribune. He was an investigative journalist, and he was surprised when his wife started going to church, and he said, oh, whatever you do, don't give him any of our money. And anyway, it set him off on a journey to basically disprove Christianity, and after months and months of searching for the truth, he ended up becoming a believer in Jesus himself and has written all sorts of best-selling Christian books, The Case for Christ, The Case for a Creator, The Case for Faith, The Case for the Real Jesus. We welcome right now Brian Bird, again, the screenwriter and co-producer of the life story of Lee Strobel in the movie called The Case for Christ. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jerry, for having me. Honored to be with you.
Sure. And tell us a little bit about your background, and then how did you end up being tapped to write this movie? This is really an exciting project.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I started as a journalist early in my career as well, probably around the same time as Lee. And my career sort of morphed from there into film and TV writing for the last 30 years. And I've done probably 20 movies and,
wow,
and 250 episodes of television, including Touched by an Angel and Step by Step, a couple of the big shows that I was on. And I actually have a show on the Hallmark Channel that I co-created called When Calls the Heart. Some of your listeners may know that show. That's we're now in season 4. But most of my work has been sort of faith and family friendly. You know, everything I try to do, I try to, you know, weave in my worldview as a Christian, and somehow, some way, God has kind of kept me going all these years. Been able to make a living at it. I got involved in the Case for Christ movie project in sort of an intriguing way. I got to know Lee when he was on staff at Saddleback Church for a number of years as a teaching pastor. Got to know him, got to know his personal story. Of course, loved the book, The Case for Christ. Mm-hmm. And about 18 months ago, I had a little bit of a reunion with Lee. It had been a number of years since I had seen him. And he was speaking at a church in Colorado, and I went to hear him speak there and got a chance to say hi to him afterwards. And he said, Brian, you know, I've been having a studio that's pursuing me about, you know, making my story into a movie. Would you like to get involved in that? And I, of course, said, gee, let me think about that. Yes, you know, how high do I have to jump to do that project? And I would do anything with Lee Strobel, including paint a room with him, if that's all it was. And so at the same time, PureFlix, the studio that has made this movie, was pursuing me on another project. And so it just sort of all dovetailed beautifully. I wanted to do it, Lee wanted me to do it, and PureFlix wanted me to do it. And so that's sort of how I got involved in this story, because I knew it was really a very, you know, cool story to try to do as a movie.
Yeah, well, that is exciting. You mentioned earlier that there were about 20 movies or whatever that you've actually worked on. Would you mind mentioning a few of those other projects you did long before this?
Sure. I did a true story for Paramount Pictures a couple years ago called Captive, which is a true story of the Atlanta hostage situation from about 10 years ago. Brian Nichols shot up a courthouse, killed a judge.
Oh, that's the one involving the 40 Days for Purpose or whatever. Purpose-driven life.
Yeah. This courthouse shooter killed 4 people and then took this young woman hostage in her house for 7 hours, and she got him to give up by reading to him from Purpose-Driven Life, and he was, you know, he was set to go out in a blaze of glory, and she was able to convince him not to do that, but to give himself up. And what most people
and
don't
he
know
did,
about
didn't
Ashley
he?
Smith, he
yeah.
did, he did. And,
yeah,
you know, what most people don't know is that Ashley Smith was a meth addict at the time. And so it's sort of a story of how God's grace shines brightest in the darkest sort of corners of life. Wow. And it took a killer to save a meth head's life, and it took a meth head to save a killer's life. So that's sort of what that story was about. But that was the most recent one prior to this. I did another movie for Sony based on a T.D. Jakes novel called Not Easily Broken a number of years ago. Did the movie The Ultimate Life, which was part of that Ultimate Gift series of movies.
Oh, yes.
So been sort of involved for quite a while here on these kinds of projects.
Well, that's exciting. And was it fun to work on this one?
Oh, this was a blast. But also, you know, I mean, I loved it. But it was also, for me, probably the most meaningful movie I've ever done in terms of kingdom, you know, kingdom value and the opportunity to reach people with an important story. Greg Laurie, the pastor of Harvest Church in Southern California, you know, he can say it, I won't say it, but he can say it, that this is the greatest evangelistic movie of all time. And you know, hard for us to boast about that, but, you know, when others say it, you know, it sort of, you know, confirms what we've been trying to do. And, you know, this is our loaves and fishes. We've made this movie, and now we're just trusting the Savior to make the overflow happen. And, but I do think it's a very, very powerful movie, not only for believers, because I think it's going to be an inoculation against doubt. You know, we have a hard time as people of faith sharing this most important cure for everything that ails the universe. You know, we kind of sit on it, and sometimes it's because we doubt our own ability to articulate what we believe, but sometimes we just doubt, you know, the evidence. And this movie is an inoculation against that doubt for believers, but I also believe that it is an incredible articulation of the avalanche of evidence for Christianity for people who are skeptics. And my prayer and hope is that, you know, people of faith who have a hard time sharing their faith will use this movie as the way into a conversation with their friends and neighbors who need to hear this story. And it's sort of the pinnacle of everything I've done to date in 30 years of working in this business.
Well, that's neat. All right, we're talking about the movie, The Case for Christ, which comes out this coming weekend, beginning April 7th. And if you really want to support a Christian movie or, you know, a movie with good values, this is a great one to support. But do it by going on the opening weekend. The opening weekend can make or break a movie, being good or bad. And it's exciting to see when Christian-based films do really, really well. You know, Brian, there may be somebody listening that's not really familiar with the overall thrust of Lee Strobel's story other than what we said at the very opening.
Right.
Why don't you just take a minute or two or three and tell the story of this
sure.
man who graduated from Yale Law School while working for the Chicago Tribune and became this top-notch investigative reporter.
Yeah, so Lee was a deeply happy atheist hedonist man who married a beautiful woman who was an agnostic herself, and they were living a happy atheist life together when Leslie blew that up by visiting Willow Creek Church, Bill Hybels' church, back in the early days when they were meeting in a theater, and found Christ and came home and announced to her husband that she was now a Christian, and he could not accept that. He just did not want that to be, because as far as he was concerned, they were happily married in their atheism. And so his whole pursuit of the evidence was not to prove Christ, but to disprove Christ, was to debunk the faith of his wife, because in his mind, he had to save her from herself. He had to save her from this cult called Willow Creek. So that was, you know, it was all about trying to prove that it was a big con job that she had bought into. And so his whole pursuit of the evidence over the next, you know, many months was all about that. But what he came to was that, you know, his assumptions about this were completely wrong. It's not legend. It's not myth. In fact, there's an incredible avalanche of evidence for the veracity of Jesus. Not only, you know, that he lived, but that he died and was crucified, and that he fully was crucified on that cross. He didn't swoon. He didn't faint. He was actually dead at the time that those soldiers put that spear in his side. And so there's an avalanche of evidence for his life, his death, and his resurrection. Because there were actually 500, more than 500 eyewitnesses to the risen Christ, right? And those eyewitnesses are attested to in 9 ancient sources, both inside and outside the Bible. There's historical proof of those eyewitnesses, and their testimony dates back to within months of the events, as compared to people like Alexander the Great, right, who we all trust was a historical figure. We've all learned about him. Well, guess what? The 2 best sources of Alexander the Great's life were written 400 years after his life, right? The best evidence for Jesus' resurrection happened within weeks, months of the actual events, the crucifixion and the resurrection. So if you were trying a court case and you had 500 eyewitnesses step forward in today's day and age, it would be a slam dunk that you would win that case. Mm-hmm. And yet we sort of, allow people, skeptics, to convince us that this is all myth, that this is all legend. It's not. The evidence for our faith is massive, but most of us never go there. Most of us never dig into it. And so that was what Lee found out. And at the end of his journey, he realized that there was so much evidence that it would take more faith to remain an atheist than it would be to actually embrace faith in Jesus. And so that's sort of in a nutshell what, you know, his story was about. And in this movie, he's a big-time journalist, and he's trying to debunk his wife's faith. It's a love story. It's a apologetic story, but it's also a story of big-city journalism as well.
Now, you as the screenwriter, did you have to maybe telescope some of the characters? In other words, you couldn't have all the different scholars that he went out and interviewed because it just would be too long. But I did, by the way, I know Gary Habermas personally. And so when I got to see parts of the movie, I sent him an email. Hey, there's a man playing your part. He does pretty well, you know. But anyway, so you had to kind of pare it down. How many scholars are actually in the movie? About 4 or 5?
Five.
Okay.
We had to, like, as you say, telescope things from the book. The book is 13 of the world's foremost experts.
Yeah,
that's a great PBS series, but that's not a movie. But we also sort of had a balancing act because we needed to make the case for Christ. That's what the movie's titled, right?
Right.
And the book was titled that. So we had to make the case, and so we had to find the right balance between the true story of, you know, Lee and Leslie's love story and his attempt to sort of win her back and debunk the faith, along with his own personal story of his relationship with his father, and as well as the other cases that he was covering at the time as a journalist. We had to balance all that out into a 2-hour movie that feels like we make the case, but we care, right? I think if you don't know the Lee and Leslie Strobel story and you just are inundated with a data dump,
research,
there's no way to really care about that information as much as when it's funneled through a personal story, a true personal story.
Sure. So, all right, we're out of time. I appreciate that. And that's an excellent point to end on. Brian Bird, screenwriter, co-producer of The Case for Christ, casefor christmovie.com. Thank you so much, Brian, for being with us. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right, bye-bye now.